BBC Radio Soul at Mungo Jerry in the summertime, 9 minutes to five. As I said at the start of the show, we are just the warm-up act tonight, the support act to the main event, which gets underway at 7:05 here on BBC Radio Soul. It's Southampton against Bournemouth for the first time in 23 years. And even though they are now in the same league, it's not a league match, it's the Carling Cup first round. We've got two commentaries here on BBC Radio Sun. If you're a Saints fan and you want something with a Saints bent, then make sure you're tuned to 96.1 FM. Cherries-styled, cherries-tilted commentary on 103.8 FM, 1359 AM and Dorset DAB. Paul Stevens from the Bournemouth Daily Echo. I dare say I know which of those two frequencies you'd be listening to this evening.
It's a big night for us and for everybody here in Bournemouth.
Yes, what a match. And the last time they met, it was effectively a Cherries victory. You drew 2-2 at the Dell, but you'd won 1-0 at your gaff, so you beat Saints.
Yeah, well, it could go either way, couldn't it?
We'll wait and see. Now, you're here to talk about what's in the Bournemouth Daily Echo tonight. Your main story this evening is about the ongoing story of Stephen McLaughlin.
This has been going on for rather a long time, so yeah, apologies to people who have been trying to keep up with it for the years and months it's been going on. Yeah, on the front page today, we're still on the case with the long-running saga of Bournemouth former council leader Stephen McLaughlin and the pornographic images found on his laptop computer. Just to recap for people that might not remember, Mr. McLaughlin resigned earlier this year after top-shelf adult images were found on his computer during a routine service back in December 2008. What we're writing about today is that he's due to face the Council Standards Committee on Thursday morning at 9:30. The story concerns what one councillor has called, and I quote, skullduggery over the failure to make the report into Mr. McLaughlin's conduct in advance. Normal practice in times like these is to make the reports public, so we're quite surprised it hasn't been made public. There's some councillors who are quite surprised it hasn't been made public, but the chief executive Pam Donnellan says the council doesn't want to, and again I quote, compromise or undermine Thursday's proceedings. So we're all a bit in the dark about this, but you can rest assured we will have a reporter at the meeting, we will be getting a copy of the reports, and we will let everybody know what happens on our website bournemouthecho.co.uk and in Friday's Daily Echo.
All right. Now, also in the paper tonight, there's been a seismic shift in the foodie world in Christchurch.
Well, yeah, I have to admit to a slightly selfish side to choosing this one, because I was brought up in Christchurch, and it's been great for me to see the town put on the foodie map by Gary Rhodes over the years. I was especially pleased when he opened Road South, because it was in the grounds of the Christchurch Harbour Hotel, which used to be called the Avonmouth, and where 15 years ago I had my wedding reception. But Gary's ended his involvement with King's Road in Christchurch last November, and initial reports this week said his relationship with Muddiford's Road South came to a natural end. However, it turns out Mr. Rhodes' contract was terminated by Harbour Hotels Group, who are looking for a more local presence. So, enter stage left, Michelin star chef Alex Aitken, who will take over what from today is being renamed The Jetty, which possibly named after the jetty I had some of the wedding photographs taken on in 1995. I don't know. I hope they've replaced it. It was a bit rickety then. As a former trawlerman, we're thinking Mr. Aitken knows a thing or two about seafood. He achieved his Michelin star at Le Poussin in Brockenhurst and launched the Limewood in Lyndhurst. Trouble is, it sounds so nice, I might not be able to wait until next July's anniversary before I check it out.
I'm sure you can twist Mr. Stevens' arm.
I don't think that'd be difficult.
And finally, some pictures to melt even the hardest heart in the paper tonight.
I know, my hard man of news reputation is in tatters today, because anyone checking out our page 12 story, you can't fail to be moved by the sad tale of the four cats abandoned in 1 week and taken in by the cats protection people in Ferndown. They will melt your heart, these pictures, they're absolutely lovely. Young mum Courtnell was left in a cardboard box with a kebab, but without her kittens. I mean, what are people like? A kebab. Little tabby Janie was found pregnant outside a vet's in Alderney. There's also 5-month-old Ice and new mum Petra and kittens who all need a home. Volunteers have told us they're working night and day to cope with the increased number of cats who've been dumped. There's quite a lot this summer. If I hadn't already got two cats from Cats Protection myself, I'd be along there like a shot. So if the story has given you pause for thought, See what I did there? And you think you can find a home for any of these animals at Cats Protection, you can give them a call, if you don't mind me giving them a plug, 01202 579 468. If you could, that would be just perfect.
Get out. Get out. Paul, it's nice to speak to you.
Good to talk to you.
Paul Stevens from the Bournemouth Daily Echo there. Apologies. I'm just angry because I would have done those jokes myself. You know that, don't you? Right, my name's Steve Harris. This is Drive Time on BBC Sirius Radio 7. This is about the level of it, Monday to Friday, 4 till 7. We've got news and sport, traffic and travel and weather on the way after Jack Johnson. What you when you say what you are.